Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Sorry, we have we don't have a normal camera today, but we'll do the best we can. Oh yeah, someone should probably take picture of the board and be the someone should be the Shmuel. Okay. No, I mean we have some sort of board. I don't know what we need, but anyway, we'll be okay. Okay. All right. Simona Milsa. Okay. Let's go. Big things are afoot. Right? Shin Sadi Aleph, I believe. I'm in Shin Sadi Aleph. Okay. Starts out.
Question from last year.
Yeah.
What's the source for not having a student like a pseudo of other people? As an
That's a Gemara, which should be quoted right here.
Oh, so
okay.
It's not from.
It just came up Agav Orcha. It came up Agav Orcha. Really, Shin Sadi Aleph. Right? Shin Sadi Aleph. Avil Aser Bis Simcha. Okay, that's an introduction. Lepikach lo yikach tim b'cheko kol shiva shiva yavo lidei schod. He shouldn't play with little kids. During the Shiva, because then he'll be laughing and playing, and that's not the proper attitude during Shiva. Okay, I must admit, I haven't seen people super machbid on this Bisman Hazeh, on not playing with little kids during Shiva. I'm not exactly sure why. Bit of a tzarech yun. In the Pesach Chuvas of Katan Aleph here, he quotes other things that maybe are simcha, maybe some of them we mentioned once or twice, right? He says, when the Ovel says Havdalah, he shouldn't say Hine Kel Yishuasi, etc. He should just start from Bar Pir Gafet, because that's Simcha. And then he says, you shouldn't do Kiddush Alavana, because Kiddush Alavana, we've Masorah, is done be Simcha.
We quote in Shiloh Shalom about saying Shalom Aleichem to the
other. Yeah, no, that's after Shiva, right. How about now here he brings a big machlokas here, if you see. The Magen Avraham says that if he'll get out of Shiva by the 10th, he should wait. But if he won't get out of Shiva by the 10th, he'll only get out of Shiva on the 11th, then he shouldn't wait, because what if it's cloudy for 5 days and he'll miss it late Gamre? And then he quotes from the Shvos Yaakov, who said, the Shvos Yaakov says, at least wait up to 3 days, and then he quotes the Shar Ephraim, who argues with the Magen Avraham. Shar Ephraim says, no, even if he has only 1 or 2 days left, he should hope for good weather and not do Kiddush Levana during Shiva. So that's Machlokes. Should he do Kiddush Levana Avada if he's going to be done by the 10th? He should not do Kiddush Levana. What if he'll be done on the 11th? And if he has 5 cloudy days, he'll miss out. Magen Avraham says he should do Kiddush Levana. Shar Ephraim says he shouldn't. The Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, Simen Tav Chav Vav, many arguments against the Magen Avraham. He rejects the Magen Avraham, possibly like the Shar Ephraim, that as long as he'll have a chance afterwards, he shouldn't worry too much, and he should not say Kiddush Levana during Shiva. Base. Al Kol HaMeisim Nichnas LeBeisam. Kiddush Levana is Simcha. We always say Besimcha. That's why we wait until Monday Shabbos, because we're in our Shabbos clothes. We have more of some of the Simcha Shabbos still. Why is Kiddush Levana Simcha? It's an interesting question. The Gemara doesn't say too much about Kiddush Levana, right? But it does say, Yilmala Yizach Yisrael, L'hakul Te'abim Sheshmayim, Ela Pamach Kodesh Dayim, Amar Abayi Hilgach Tzorch L'meim Rav Uvad, that it's like Kabbalah Spenei Shechina, which is already Simcha, and the Levana represents the renewal of the Jewish people, and our minhag is, that's what we dance afterwards, our minhag is that we do Simcha, that we consider Kiddush Levana an inyan of Simcha. Base. I'll call Mason Nichols base on Mishnah. Pash does the simple shot of base on Mishnah means a wedding. Or Shev Brachas for that matter. Wedding and Shev Brachas are equally chomer. Lacher Shloshim Yom Alav Vim Alacher Yud Reis Chodesh. Right, so 30 days not going to weddings for other relatives and 12 months for parents. But Afa Shonamu Beres Moshe Lacher Yud Reis Chodesh. It's not a year, it's 12 months. So it's a leap year, it's still only 12 months. Umehu Simchas Mereyos. Here at this all in the Gemara. How about Simchas Mereyas? Simchas Mereyas is not a wedding. Simchas Mereyas is just parties. So he says by Simchas Meres, there's a kula shayachayev lefrol so miyad that you're chayev to pay back right away. Because the way they had Simchas Meres in those days was they would have a group of people and they would take turns paying. And the Gemara says you can actually sue for it in Beis Din, in Choshen Mishpat. You mamish owe, even though it's just like a social convention, that's to the Rechov and Dini Mamanos. And therefore, if you owe, Chazal are very into paying debts, right? And therefore, Motel Asos Miyadach HaShiva, they were makel and Simchas Bereis because of the inyan of paying, because it's so important in Judaism to pay your debts. Therefore, you can do it right after Shiva. You don't have to wait for Shloshim. But that's only if you owe. What if you don't owe? What if you're starting the cycle? Then, if you don't owe, like you're going to go to someone else's, and not that you owe to host it, then it's usher for the full Shloshim. Then we have the regular Isser. So here we see that fundamentally Simchas Meres is usher for all of Shloshim. There's just a heter of paying debts. And now the FL of Imo Afishai Lapora Asur Adlachar Yud Beis Chodesh. For parents, even though there's a chiyuv of paying the debts, nonetheless, the avails for parents outweighs the immune of paying debts. And it's also for 12 months. So and this is one of the rare cases where the 12 months of the parents is more chomer than 30 days of other relatives. But, and then I'll take Liam. But we see from here, forget about the special kula paying back. We don't really have that nowadays. Who has Simchas Meres that you have to pay back? We don't have that nowadays. But the etzem, Simchas Meres is also for a full 30 days or 12 months. Liam.
Why wouldn't he just not go? Like, if he paid them and not go?
I guess that wasn't Mekobel. No, you have to say that wasn't Mekobel.
Families switch off or post Thanksgiving.
But now he's hosting the
party? Lechori's hosting the party, yeah. I don't think we really have any chiyuv to sue Meres, because now no one's like going to sue you for like giving them a Thanksgiving dinner. Again, we're talking about a very different social reality once upon a time where like food was much more expensive yachasit to other things in life, and it was really a debt in Beis Din. Over here, I don't think it's the same. Like Adrava, like probably everyone wants to host Thanksgiving dinner, not as like worried about who's going to pay for it. Like no one, when you switch off Thanksgiving dinners, is worried about like, oh, like this year I get to save money in my budget because I'm going to Plony's house. It's a different world. So I don't think the Hetter would apply. Okay, now the Yerushalmi says, however, that if it's for a Sudas mitzvah, it's mutter. And here we have three pshatim, what it means, a Sudas mitzvah. One pshat is the Yerushalmi says like Kiddush HaChodesh, right? They would have to do a special suda to be mafarsim, the Kiddush HaChodesh by the Chachamim or Kaddish HaChodesh. Or the Ravid says, Achilas Pesach and Kodshim, meaning a mitzvah you are personally obligated to do. If the mitzvah you're personally obligated to do, then there's a heter that is pashut. That is, pashut. The question is, does it mean anything perhaps beyond that? So, there are two issues in Sudas Mitzvah, right, which are controversial. Sudas Mitzvah is your mutter. I don't know if it's your mutter or the Sudas Mutter. It's probably your mutter. Whatever.
The shear is downstairs. Isn't it probably your cupboard shear?
One flight down. So, one shot is maybe it means a wedding that, so one shot is, let's say, mitzvah shehu atzmo oseh. That's for sure mutter, and that's like the example of Kiddush HaChodesh or Achilas Pesach, etc. That's pashut. The second shot is, how about a Sudas mitzvah means of the Kol Hashem Shamayim, that if you don't go, they won't be able to do the mitzvah. A suda yochasham yisbatel hamitzvah. The example is the example meisi yatom v'yatoma. Right, they want to make a shidduch of a yosom and a yosoma. So in those days, it was like Haredi society in Israel nowadays. What does a shidduch mean? A shidduch means, who's going to give how much money, and do you have enough money to go ahead with the shidduch? right? The problem is the Yasum Yisoma. The Yasum doesn't have any money on his side, and the Yisoma doesn't have any money on her side. So who has money? Philanthropists. So to be Macy, Yasum Yisoma, basically it means, you know, going around and getting rich people to donate money for the wedding. And I guess it was a common in those cases, there'd be a guy who was took upon himself this mitzvah, achnasas kala, and if he wouldn't go to the wedding, he has to go to the wedding to like pressure all the people to give the money. If he doesn't go and participate in the wedding, they won't get the money, they won't be able to get married. So this is a big machlokas. The what are the shitas? The Ravid, the Rush, and the Mordechai say mutter. The Ramban says usher. The Ramban says, no, tough luck. What can you do? You're not allowed to go to a wedding during Velus. And they say, no, you're allowed to for a mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah wouldn't happen without you. That's one pshat. The other pshat, which is super controversial, is maybe, no, the fact that it's a mitzvah makes it okay. A mitzvah is more important than a Velus. After all, Sudas Mareyas, the Gemara says, is usher. That's because it's not a mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah, maybe any sudas mitzvah as opposed to sudas. Now, hold on the problem. There are two things that are usher in the Bavli. One is sudas mareyus. So this is sudas mitzvah. It's better than mareyus. Obviously, sudas mitzvah is better than sudas mareyus. That's pashut, right? Meaning a lot of time, the Gemara would never eat at a sudas mareyus, only a sudas mitzvah. I mean, they would eat like privately at their own table at home, public meals, in parties. But beis hamishnah, stam beis hamishnah means a wedding. So how can you sudas mitzvah? See, let's say two tonight. Sudas mitzvah she'ein ba simcha. That it doesn't have a lot of simcha, right? I don't mean there's no simcha. Meaning as opposed to le'umat Simchas Mareyus. Simchas Mareyus is also because it's not a mitzvah. Umat, Beis HaMishteh. Beis HaMishteh, a wedding is also because it's a big simcha. But if it's a mitzvah and it's not a big simcha, then it's not such a big simcha. So it's only a little bit against your avelos. And it's a mitzvah, and mitzvahs are important. So maybe that makes it mutter. So that is very, very controversial, says the Nemuka Yosef and many others. Mutter. Here we have a machlokes. Nemuke Yosef, he's the one who's quoted often, but many other Rishonim say mutter. Yeah, basically, you can't go to a secular party, and you can't go to a wedding, because weddings are big simcha, right? Someone proved to me, based on halacha, that a wedding is a bigger simcha than anything else. No, just every day. From everyday Jewish life. What do we say at a wedding suda? We say, Nivarech Elokeinu, Shasimcha b'mono. And we don't say that at anything else. There's a hot thing in the Gemara. Okay, the truth is that Yam Shoshlom, the old code, is about whether you say Shasimcha b'mono at a Siyam, at a this, and at that. He actually wanted to push an agenda. It's one of these gross stories. That whenever it's a suda's mitzvah, you say Shasimcha b'mono, it's equally Simcha. And he told them once to say it for maybe a bar mitzvah or something. And then all of a sudden, something terrible happened. The whole bar mitzvah was canceled. The whole family was in trouble. And he's in the sign from Shemayim that he should back down. Okay, so he says mutter. The Ramban is very strict. He's the big, says usher. And a few Rishonim who are not so familiar with it, Rav Yitzchak Avi Sofer, I don't know what that is, and Rav Yehuda Tovia, and the Maharak quoted by the Tosfos, right? So I don't know which of these is the least obscurable quote. They quote a Maharak. I'm not sure who any of these are. He says, Mutter chutz mi bris mila. And what's the svara? Because bris mila is still simcha like a wedding. After all, if you had to, I mean, not crazy. What's the second simple wedding of bris mila? After all, there's a havamim in the Gemara says simple bono to bris mila, except for tzara tibuka, and we say sason ochi alim rasecha, which is referring to the bris mila. So it's sason. So bris mila is simcha. Okay, those are the three main shitas. So let's see how we paskin about this. Continuing in the Rama. The Mechaber doesn't really say much, but says a chaburis mitzvah. Right, that's Gizra. If you're not there, it'll be batel. Much after shloshim within 12 months. I'll talk shloshim also the culture is mesh olam, but he's much after shloshim, not within shloshim. Okay, so that's his psak. His psak is mutter within shloshim. What's the psak? The psak is, says the Ramah, mutter within mutter after shloshim, after shloshim. And here we have machlokes in the Shach and Bach, quoted in the Shach here, Sifkat and Gimel. I mean, he quotes other people also. After shloshim for parents. When is this heter for other relatives? If it's after shloshim for relatives, it's not a heter. Avelis is gone. So you could say after shloshim was after shloshim, or you could say no, for each type, it's like one step before the end. So that's a big machlokas. The Shach says, for shar krovim, Shach says also acher shloshim, in which case there's no heter at all. And the Bach says acher shiva. And all the achronim, again, obviously when I say all, I'm exaggerating a little, but all the achronim paskin like the Bach, you can find a few of them in the Pesach Chubas of Gan Gimel, Das HaBach, et cetera, et cetera. And the Shach disagrees, and the Nodav Yehuda says like the Bach. And, he only quotes the Nodav Yehuda, but also the Dag Meravava here says like the Bach, and also Rikv Eger here says like the Bach. All the achronim say like the Bach. Basically, all the achronim agree with the Bach. Okay, so this case where you could go, because if you don't go, the mitzvah batel, then it's mutter one step earlier after shloshim for parents and after shiva for other krovim. Are there any other examples of that? Interesting. So there's a Hagos Ashiri who's quoted. I thought he was in one of the achronim on the page. Am I wrong? One second. Half a second. Let's see if I can find it. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes him. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes Agos Hashir. It's also the Beis Yosef. Who says, I'll read you Rabbi Akiva Eger, the second to last Rabbi Akiva Eger. V'chasav shalom chumdum alishim v'etzorach lahashlam asiri lahachasav nodim chanj lecho. What if he's part of the minion? Without him, they couldn't say Shem Brachos, right? He's part of the minion. So that's another example of like they need him for the mitzvah. Without him, there wouldn't be a minion. Or another example could be. Maybe they can't. How do you know they can find someone else? Maybe it's a small Jewish community and everyone else away, or sick, or in the hospital, or whatever. Why are we so posh?
If I was invited, you should turn down unless they say, "But we need you."
Nevada, in normal circumstances, how is that ever going to happen? But sometimes, you never know. It could be a small town, and there's a snowstorm, whatever. You never know. Okay. I assume in Europe, there are shtetls where there are only 10 men. See? Can happen in San Diego. It's just that, you're from New York, so you don't understand these things. Also, the Pesach Teshuvah is another example in Sifkatan. Zion, he had a great example. How about if, and here there's, he's even more makeup. What if the chassan refuses to get married if, like, you don't walk him down the aisle? Right? The chassan refuses. If you don't walk him down the aisle, he's not getting married. Okay, so that's also without you, it wouldn't happen. Or, by the way, he's not getting married. Not against me, so he'd push it off, but he has to do to revoke. So he says, if you delay Puruvu because he's waiting for you to finish Avelos, And so there are other kulas like that. There is makel even more, even within shloshim for after shiva for parents. Okay, so there's some kulas where it's pretty rare though that it wouldn't happen without you. But there's kulas what wouldn't happen without you. Okay, we'll come back to this a little more later. The big controversy was manazeh, and here you really find different opinions in each of these books will say something different. Yeah. That is a great question. so let's come back to that soon. Okay, but you'd think so far that he could just wait. It's not a big deal, right? It's not like proof. Oh, like, yeah, same can wait. Okay, let's continue in the Ramah, though. Avol sudas mitzvah de lesbe simcha. How about a sudas mitzvah that doesn't have so much simcha? Motuli kanispa. Then you can go. Go and pid yuna ben, no sudas per smila, right? Those are pretty big, but still, they don't have so much simcha. Motul echo shama filotok shiva, uvilvach lo yetze mi pesach beso. Even during Shiva, he can eat out of sudas, kidney ben or bris meal if it's in his house. Okay, but obviously the point is after Shiva, he can go mamish to the party. The yesh osur masudas bris mila. Some people asur and sudas bris mila. Okay, oh, he quotes a Mordechai. Okay, he quotes a Mordechai. We'll call this the Mordechai. Okay, it's not exactly what the Mordechai holds, but good enough for us. So basically, here is the Ramah number one. First shot is Mutter. Second shot is no, yesh osur bris mila. Because bris mila is that big simcha. Va minhag, well, what's the minhag in the Ramah? Shalulecho b'shum suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh min chutz lebeiso. Nope, nothing. The Ramah minhag is like most machrib shot. Minhag Ashkenaz is not to go to any suda. Okay, in the house, he can eat a bris mila and kolskin and everything else. Again, not Sheva Brachas Chas V'Shalom. Sheva Brachas Beis HaMishnah. That's Yeshbol Simcha. That's just Simcha of Ma'ono. But anything but Sheva Brachas. And that's what he ends with. Avob Sudas Nisuin Yeshla Hachner. Again, Sudas Nisuin includes Sheva Brachas. Just say Sheva Simcha. Okay, narrowly. Okay, so this is super duper controversial. Why? It seems pretty pashut. Right? It seems pretty pashut. After all, you just don't go to any parties, like the most machmir shita. However, there's a shach in Hilchos Talmud Torah. You can find the shach in Simon Reish Ben Vav Sivkatan Chav Zayin, quoting a Maharam Mintz, who's quoted also by all the Achronim here. Like, for example, the says Rabbi Akiva Eger here. Okay, he just quotes the Maharam Mintz. He doesn't point out that it's a shach. I don't know if everyone points out that it's a shach, but it's a shach. You can here it is. It says the Dogel Mervava uvasiya maseches ayin leelsim reish mivav b'shach sukkot from Zion. Okay, what does he say? The Maharam Mintz quoted by Olechronim here that it's mutter to the sudas mitzvah. What do you mean mutter to the sudas mitzvah? So basically, what do we have? We have sort of without coming off the Ramah, right? Heter sudas mitzvah, the shach, and the Maharam Mintz. He's quoting the Maharam Mintz, and he's quoted here by the Rabbi Akiva Eger. The shach is quoting the Maharam Mintz, quoted here by Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says a siyum is mutter to the sudas mitzvah. Okay. And then a couple of achronim move on from there. There's a Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo in the seventh parak Bava Kama, I think Simon Lamed Zayin. Didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure. Bava Kama parak Zayin, Simon Lamed Zayin. He says, I'll tell you all the these are the ones of that story. I'll tell you all the things that are sudas mitzvahs. Shalom Zachar is a sudas mitzvah. Chanukah's Habayis, at least in Israel, is a sudas mitzvah. A Sudas Shiduchim is a Sudas Mitzvah, Sudas Chanukah is a Sudas Mitzvah, Siyum is a Sudas Mitzvah, and a Bar Mitzvah is a Sudas Mitzvah if it's on the day of the birthday or if the boy darshens. That's Sudas Mitzvah. He's very big on Bar Mitzvah. Mitzvah was a little bit of a new minhag by his days, but he says, no, this Me'ikra Dimi Dina Dimar is a very important Sudas Mitzvah. And then he says, oh, he's got to simple bono and this and then where the Talmud Chacham should eat there, etc. Then he says, and also has to do with Hilchos Avelos, and I'll explain that when I get to Moed Katan. and we don't have a Yom Shalom by Cutting. I don't think he got to writing it. Anyway, so what do they quote here? If you look here on the bottom of the page in either the Gilyon Marsha or the Beis Lechem, let's look at the Gilyon Marsha, says, Avol Sudas Mitzvah, Suda Belo Shabbos Vavruah Shanol Bazachar, Sudas Chinuch Abayis, or Zalach Noch Beis of Tor Mitzvah, Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Mechanch Manar Lidrosh, Sudas Shiduchim, Sudas Chanukah, Kula Sudas Mitzvah, Knes Sagdola, according to Yom Shel Shlomo. And likewise, says the Beis Lechem Yehuda in the small print, he says, let me just find it. Then he says only people learned, although that's not our minhag. And then he adds, because of Yom Shel Shlomo, Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Afsher Herchivu Abas Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah. Even sorry if they made it late, Herchivu. Even they, it's not on Bo Bayom, and Bar Mitzvah, Shami Sudas Mitzvah, still Sudas Mitzvah if he gives a drasha. Kinyan means what we call a part. Or technically, it's what we call a tanaim, right? There's a kinyan to the tanaim. So basically, based on the Yom Shel Shlomo, he's not 100% clear. I'm not sure. Like, he says, also enough meaning for Avelos. You know, I guess that's what he means. Why would you say Nefmiyat for Avelos, the Gilyon Maharsha, and the Beis Lechem Yehuda here? They go to town. Siyam, what are some of the things they said? Shalom Zachar, Tanoim, right? What we call a vort, Chanukah Sabayis, right? Chanukah. What did I forget that they had? Bar mitzvah, very important, right? Halacha l'maisa. Okay, all of these are sudas mitzvah our mutter. Now, the Chochmas Adam says about the shach already. He says, I understand, minig Ashkenaz is that you can't go to a sudas mitzvah, right? Meaning, there are more than 3 days, all the 3 days available, and he says, minig Ashkenaz, you can't go to a sudas mitzvah. So, shkayach for calling all these things sudas mitzvah. It's good to know, in general, if there are sudas mitzvah, maybe they'll have some nachminas. But why are you saying there's a heter avelus? A very, very big mystery. Why are they saying there's a heter avelus for sudas mitzvah if the main Ashkenaz is that you can't go to a sudas mitzvah? And here it's very, 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 very unclear how we're supposed to deal with this. It's very unclear how we're supposed to do with this. Maybe they're trying to say we don't pass like the Rama, right? F sure, we don't pass. They're saying that we don't pass like they're rejecting the Rama. Or maybe they're saying even the Rama only meant Engel Simcha, but Pidyon HaBen and Bris Mila. Maybe the Rama only meant Pidyon HaBen and Bris Mila. We're still dachik this. Kol Suda Shiva Olam. You know, but it's a little funny that no one actually took on the. It's mysterious. They seem to be talking in cross purposes to the Rama, right? Like no one actually said, and we disagree with the Rama. On the other hand, to say they agree with the Rama, and the Rama only meant Pidyon HaBen and Bris Mila, which the Yom Shel Shlomo left out, you know, or they leave out here, is also funny, because that's not what it sounds like from the Rama. So it's very, very unclear. Very unclear what pshat is in the, this is a big nafkamina, basically, can you go to everything, right? Very unclear if this is supposed to jive with the Rama, or if they're arguing on the Rama. If they're arguing on the Rama, who do we paskin like, right? So, ad hayom hazeh, there are different minhagim in terms of whether it's mutter to go, it's for sure also go to bris or pinyaben. That's the Rama. But how about all the other things on this list? They're different in Hagim. Now again, even the bar mitzvah, even those who are matter bar mitzvah, we have to have some historical perspective here. He didn't mean what we mean by bar mitzvah. Ask anyone in Europe what a bar mitzvah was. They didn't mean with a band and dancing, etc. No one would have matter that. And a suda. You know, they made a suda. Even nowadays, you come for a suda, not for the dancing, right? So, ad hangom hazeh, there are different opinions about this. Just in modern day Sfarim, the Gesher Achayim says, Taka, yeah, everything's mutter except for Pidyon HaBen and Bris. he seems to assume that somehow this is meant to jive with Rama, perhaps, or not jive with Rama, balance with Rama. So he's making like this. I see in the shout out to Jesse, the new article Laws of Avelos assumes that that we are not makeable that way. The one thing which I think it could be that all the poskim agree is that maybe, look, there's a difference between the shach and everyone else. After all, you can't count the Yamshel Shlomo as an authority here. Why? Because the Yamshel Shlomo is the same time as the Ramah. If he disagrees with the Ramah, then the Shlomo will follow the Ramah. But the shach, like, he knew the Ramah, and he didn't say anything here. So the assumption of the poskim is that at least the siyum is mutter. Because after all, a siyum is in the shach. And a siyum you really see as being very different kind of student's mitzvah, meaning it's kol kula ruchnis. You know, it's not a life cycle event. You know, shalom zachar and tanaim are life cycle events. You're having even bar mitzvah. It's like, on one hand, it's pure ruchnis, and the other, it's a coming of age, having a kid. You know, it's a family celebration. A siyum is not celebrating anything family and gashmius and that you can physically capture. It's purely Torah. Even if it's a bias, there's a house, right? So the lemaisa by a siyum, again, I assuming you're not making a siyum with a band or whatever, you know, but you know, that's pretty rare. A siyum we generally assume is mutter because, you know, with the shach there, it's hard to be machmir. So we accept the shach. But is that so Rama? No, a siyum could be a really different ball game. That's not, even though Rama says every suda, a siyum is already a different matrika. How about all these other things, which are sort of, you know, there's some people want to say all these other things are really all Torah. And you need warts to make them all purely Torah. You know, Shalom Zachar is about the Torah, the Zachar, the Bar Mitzvah, that's easier to make it about Torah. The Chesav Ayis about the Bais of Torah. I don't know, by the time you need so many parts, it's a little hard for me to be Mekabel. The simple shah, you know, so maybe somehow they don't agree with Rama or they make some compromise. So how about everything but Bris and Pinyon of Ben? Basically, this is everything but Bris and Pinyon of Ben. This is very controversial. Ad Hayom Hazeh, the Gesher Chaim Taka is Mekel. This the art school book is machmir. From what I've seen, I think the minhaga olam is to be machmir in these things. The minhaga olam is that avelim don't go to bar mitzvahs. I mean, maybe only our bar mitzvahs are so fancy, but the avelim don't go to bar mitzvahs. The avelim don't go to shalom zachar. The avelim don't go to the tanaim. As from what I've seen, the minhag is to be machmir. The minhag is to be machmir in these things. So there are different valid opinions. If someone follows a makel opinion, then that, even though if all you have is Rama, it seems like they're just stam of Arganim, but given the Achronim, okay, there are plenty of Achronim on their side. But Lamaisa, I think the minhag is lehachmir, but I'll mention one thing. The Gesher Chaim says that all the modern day Sfarim bring down, and it really ties into the next Sif also, but he says there is some... if you look at the Lashon Rama, the minhag shall lechol b'shem suda shem olam kol yud beis chodesh im hu chutz the beis. So, lo lechol b'shem suda ba'olam. He doesn't say lo yikanes. And therefore, the Gesher Chaim makes a diyuk, and this is brought down by other modern day poskim, that by a wedding, it's just one big chalo simcha. She'a simcha ma'onam. It's a ma'on of simcha. It's a house of simcha. You don't go in. But these other things, if you want to, if the other wants to go in and say mazel tov, that's okay. Seemingly, even if he wants to not eat, but like, you know, take a little, you know, hors d'oeuvre or take a little drink, that's not bikthias, that's not called eating at a suda. It's not a suda. It's not a suda to, you know, have, you know, a little like non-meal food. So it would be mutter to go in and say mazel tov, but not to really participate, not to fully participate. So that's what we'd say in these things. One can go in, but not fully participate.
On Shabbos?
Okay, so good question. What about Shabbos? So on Shabbos, there are also different minhagim about these things. One thing is pretty much all the Achronim agree is that on there are different minhagim as to Shabbos as well. Lemaisa, I think from what I've seen, you know, I only see my little slice, the minig is to be machmer even on Shabbos. However, there's one exception. Remember, Beinu Tam got shlishi on Shabbos, even when he was in Shiva. Forget about shloshim yubeis chodesh, because for him not to get shlishi would be avails for hesya. So the minig is that on Shabbos, we're also machmer in these things. Certainly a stam kiddush is just sudas for shus, right? And even for sudas mitzvah, we don't go on Shabbos. The exception is if it would be noted, if your absence would be noticeable. If your absence would be noticeable on Shabbos, that's available for hesya. So let's say you're a close relative, for example. Then if you don't go to sud on Shabbos, that's available for hesya. And then we assume that's mutter. So on Shabbos, Lemaisa, there's more room to be made. Some people go to Shalom Zachars. But I think the more common meaning is not to go to Shalom. That's the main thing that happens on Shabbos. I think the more common meaning is not to go to Shalom Zachars on Shabbos. I think it's the more common minhag. But on Shabbos, I won't put on the board, if your absence would be, you know, conspicuous, then for sure we're mekel, because of veils for hesed, even in Sheva Brachos. Let's say someone got married and, you know, and they're brothers in Avelos or whatever the case may be, you know, or a very close family member. I mean, every family is different in terms of, you know, but someone got married, their sister-in-law's in Avelos, right? Not an uncommon scenario. She wouldn't show up for the Shabbos Sheva Brachos. Then that would be remarkable. So then she goes, because Avelos for Hesya, obviously Kol Shekein, all the other Sukkos. I will add one other thing, which is that one other kula. What was I going to say? Yeah. So that's on Shabbos, and especially in sudas that are not Sheva Brachos, you know, then there's certainly room to be mekel to say that if you think that you're absolutely conspicuous, then the heter avails for Hester and Shabbos, since especially some of the suitors were not sure if they're us or all. I'll add one more kula from the Sheva Brachos on Shabbos only if you're at no
evening.
Yeah, but I'm saying Sheva Brachos on Shabbos, you have to really make sure that, you know, you can't like normally not be there. It has to be a really close relative. For other things than Shabbos, there's more room to make go because other things we're not sure are us or in the first place. The suitors spent on. Yes, Shevros, same status as weddings, all these things. The Aruch HaShulchan has a nice kula here. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, where we Shin Sadi Aleph, says the Aruch HaShulchan, aha. Sorry, where was it? Which Sifkatna Aruch HaShulchan? Sorry, don't go away. I have it written down here someplace. I have Aruch HaShulchan written down, but I didn't write which Sif it is. So give me a second. Here we are. Sif Yud. Bina Biar Nikola Deus Bazeh. If you're stuck, you can be mekel on this issue. Meaning, what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? You can make a legamri, even on a bris. Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Yud. And he says, for sure, for Banav and Chadav, you know, someone's son's being a bris or grandson being a bris or a bar mitzvah or something, then to go and be somech on the mekel shitas and eat, not only mekel shitas here, that's easy, even in a bris where we don't have any mekel shitas beforeish and where even many Rishonim mechalik, nonetheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, b'makom hechreach, one can be mekel. He says, simchas bonim and chodim v'adai mutter. So, b'makom hechreach, there's room to be mekel.
But only not a wedding.
No, not a wedding. Who was talking away? There's only Ainba Simcha. Right? Talking about Ainba Simcha so far.
I finished my Shabbos. That would be an issue.
A kiddush on Shabbos is really a suda. It's a suda that's not even a mitzvah often. So that's stam, a secular simcha. And we consider that to be a suda. It's kiddush mokum suda, right? It doesn't have that bread to be a suda. So to eat it, and lachor to go eat at the kiddush is participating. It's not like a wedding where, you know, you can have peanuts at the bar, but you're not really eating at the wedding. So lachor, kiddush on Shabbos is a problem, and it should be usher to go to kiddush on Shabbos unless your absence be avails for hesya. So the general assumption is, when is someone's absence avails for hesya? If they are a close relative. Stam kiddush, that's even worse, right? Because remember, a simcha sudas mitzvah with simcha is worse. A sudas reshus without simcha is worse. The only hab meaning matter is mitzvah. I know the Gesher Chaim is a different way of analyzing this, but this is the way everyone else analyzed it. So then for sure that's a problem. Unless you say it's a case where if it's not a simcha, then it's never really going to be available for Hesed to not show up. Not everyone has to go to Kiddush and Shabbos. Some people like to learn.
What about a sudas mitzvah, but just going and not eating?
Then the Gesher Chaim says that he thinks that would be mutter. He thinks if you don't eat, if it's not Sheva Brachas, I think he thinks even if it's Rishos, it would be mutter if you don't eat, because that's not real simcha. Ain't simcha, you know, Ella, B'machim Suda, B'achid Mishtia, etc.
You put that with the Rav Shulchan, and that sometimes you really, everyone's ever stuck, can always go to anything other than a wedding party.
Yes. Even without the Aruch HaShulchan. Right, but you put it together, then for sure. Correct.
Nothing someone can't do other than a wedding.
Correct. I mean, usually, like, there's not necessarily such a point going someplace without eating, but if they're the close relative.
You can take a snack and have a pencil. Like, no one's going
to know. No one's going to care if you eat b'chlach.
Right, exactly. Right.
Okay, I remember, yeah, in the bris kol, I think the minhag is that we have bris and someone's in a velus, they take food from the bris and they eat elsewhere. That we'll see for sure as much of that later on. They don't eat at the bris suda. And then if they want to come in for the speech, they come in for the speech. Okay. So the yes.
A few questions. Number one, is a shul rabbi assumed to be someone whose absence would be significant, or at least at some events?
Could very well be, meaning on Shabbos. Could very well be. The shul rabbi would have a more general heter on Shabbos because, you know, he's supposed to be there as part of his job. Wouldn't help. It wouldn't change weekdays, but it would be for Shabbos. Correct.
Number two, I think the way that many people do Shalom Zachar, I haven't been to many, is that it'll often be just like a, you know, sort of small, I don't know how formal it is, thing at someone's house on Friday night. I guess, is that a suda? And if so, like, what counts as a suda there?
I think we still call it a suda. And I think that even though all they eat is snacks, that's the suda of a Shalom Zachar. That's called the suda of a Shalom Zachar, because that's the normal thing to eat at a Shalom Zachar. Even if you don't eat arbis and you only eat other things, I think that's still called the suda of Shalom Zachar.
And I guess, you know, bigger question with Aruch HaShulchan. What does it mean in the Aruch HaShulchan's, like, framing for it to be like b'makom tchak or hechreach? Like, the only cost is, are you there or not? That's exactly the subject of the whole machlok.
So the truth is, he really is not, it's an interesting question, because he doesn't really talk about eating versus being there. He doesn't really talk about eating versus being there. That the Gesher Chaim makes a big deal of. So I wonder if maybe he thought there's no difference in eating and being there, and therefore he had to find a big hechreach. In which case, if we go back to, you know, maybe he would end up being being the same as the, maybe he would end up being the same as the as the Gesher Chaim, because, you know, it's never a chreach l'chor that you have to eat there, unless sometimes it is, you know, maybe sometimes it is, but depending on the circumstances.
I was going to say, like, chreach here is being defined in terms of, like, how much a person really, really, really wants to go, and if someone's...
No, I would say more how much, like, other people really need him to go. I would say better. This person's available, so he doesn't have to have a good time. It could be how much this person wants to go, doesn't want to miss it, etc. Anyway, you're making a good ha'ara if you put the Aruch HaShulchan together with the Gesher Chaim. You say if there's a chreach, you can go, but l'chor in the chreach, there's usually not a hechreach to eat the suda. Often the Bali Simcha don't get to eat the suda anyway. More often than not. So maybe that would be a heter to go, but not to eat the suda. But I would think of another example is, and Billy told me this, I saw this also in the Archbold book. Let's say for a bar mitzvah, you know, if the, here it's going even further. For a bar mitzvah, the, okay, maybe this is, well, it's a different kind of heter, but he says, if the bar mitzvah, if father has to dance with the bar mitzvah boy, or else the bar mitzvah boy will be sad, then we're mikel in that also. Maybe that's not exactly coming from here. That might be a different Indian. But we're mikel in that also. Lamaisa and bar mitzvahs, we're mikel for the family to go. We're mikel for the family to go. And even, you know, for, you know, whoever needs to dance with the bar mitzvah boy so that the bar mitzvah boy won't be sad, we're mikel for that. But that also, and what does he say here? Here he says that, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, the Art School book. Okay, good enough for us. He says that, because there's another heter also. Let me take bar mitzvah from the top. Because I wrote down here, yes, three, heterim, two different heterim for bar mitzvah. For bar mitzvah, there are two different heterim. One heter is the Aruch HaShulchan. First of all, we're talking strangers for a bar mitzvah. The heter would be the Gesher Chaim. They can go in, say Mazel Tov, listen to a speech, and and not eat. If there's some snack someplace, then... But then go and say, might as well listen to speeches and not eat and obviously not be there for the dancing, etc. That's for anyone who wants to go. Meaning is usually you don't. It's not a social expectation that someone's going to come if they can't stay and eat. But if it's someone who's close enough that, you know, they really want to come say Mazel Tov, okay, what about the close relatives? So the close relatives... Then we have two heterim. Number one is the Aruch HaShulchan. Number two, the Badei HaShulchan. It comes up with a new heter. It could be it's a new heter because bar mitzvahs are different now than they once were. I don't know. He says it might be the Simcha Delay. See, the end of the Ramah here, there's something called Simcha Delay, right? The Sandik and the Bersmila, Simcha Delay is a special heter. Maybe it's really the parent Simcha. Right? Maybe it's really the parent Simcha. And the svara that goes together with this is that it would hurt the bar mitzvah boy. It would take away from him. So for bar mitzvah, we have like, for close relatives, we have a number of heterim. We have the heter, maybe it's yontif delay, maybe it's considered a yontif for the parents at least, or the grandparents. Maybe you don't want to take away from the bar mitzvah boy's yontif. After all, you shouldn't take away his simcha. You shouldn't be ma'akiv his simcha. You know, that's like, it wouldn't work without you. No, he wouldn't be happy without you. And number three, the Aruch HaShulchan. So therefore, the Maisa, the Minig, is that close relatives come and like dance a little so the bar mitzvah won't be sad. And it's very hard to tell what the Minig is. I'll tell you what it says in the article book. He says, by the close relatives, they have a heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, they have the heter of the Gesher Chaim to come without eating, they have a heter of, they don't want to ruin it for the Bar Mitzvah boys, they can show up, they can dance a little if it's expected, but they shouldn't eat the meal. He says, for the parents, he has an extra heter of the Badei HaShulchan, Yontif Delay, maybe it's the Yontif for the parents when their kid is Bar Mitzvah. So you answer the parents, and that's really doche, and they have the right to eat the meal. Therefore, he's matra the parents to eat the meal, and the other close relatives, parents, to show up and dance a little. Okay, that's a good compromise in terms of bar mitzvah. The parents, I'm not going to the word, the parents, he's matra to eat the meal because the Badei HaShulchan, sort of yontif delay, he looks the Badei HaShulchan, and the other close relatives, he's matra to come and dance a little so the boy won't feel bad, because of the heter of the Aruch HaShulchan of Makom Tzorech, and if you don't eat, maybe it's okay, the Gesher Chayim, and you don't need to eat, and that you don't want to make ruin it for him. That would be more like the Akiv the mitzvah, even in a small sense. So you'd want them to dance a little so that they won't feel bad, if necessary. No, but they have bar mitzvah party. You never been to a bar mitzvah party in San Diego? They don't have bar mitzvah parties. Okay, you know what? You know what an Orthodox Jewish wedding is like in San Diego. That's what a bar mitzvah is in New York. You know what a coronation of the Queen of England is like? That's what a wedding is in New York. Okay. Basically, if you take the amount of money people spend on a wedding in Eretz Yisrael and double it, you get a bar mitzvah in New York, right? And if you like multiply by 10 times, you get a wedding.
Going back a little bit, kind of like what we were asking before, in terms of on Shabbos it being an issue that reveals for Hesia, why should it matter if the student's mitzvah or not? Like, you have every single week of a kiddush to your friends. So
It shouldn't. They have to earn Shabbos even if it's not a student's mitzvah. Just in terms of achrolos, when it's these borderline cases, if you have tutsav and lahakel, it's Easter. You know, and also if you have a mitzvah, it's more of a reason to be makel. But on Shabbos, even if it wouldn't be a suda's mitzvah, it would really be avails for hesya. I just think that usually it's hardly ever avails for hesya on Shabbos unless it's like a simcha of a close family member. Otherwise, not everyone always comes.
Like that would quick gets the kumareos, where like it rotate houses for kiddush or friends.
I guess so. Yeah. But I don't know if they do that in the New York area because, you know, the rotation, there are a lot of Jews there. So it would take like a few years to rotate.
I was thinking maybe an example like a kiddush club.
What about a kiddush club? Well, there might be other reasons why we're never making it in a kiddush club. Kiddush clubs are funny areas. Anyway, yeah, I definitely think that the Oval should not go to the Kiddush Club. Any excuse to be about the Kiddush Club. So let's get to the end of our Avel Shu Baal Bris. What does Baal Bris mean in halachic language?
Something bris.
Right? Remember we said Harachaman Hu Yivarech Baal Bris Hamila. Asher sas laso sedek bigila yehalei masker polo masker tokefula bietnehu lemala lemala. But it doesn't say anywhere there what a bal bris is, because it's obvious to everyone. Most people nowadays don't know what a bal bris is just because we have a different word for it. It's definitely not the father. Why? Because harach nivarch abdi hayelad v'imo, and the next stanza is harach nivarch bal bris amila. Bal bris is what we call sandik, but since we call it a sandik, we forgot that it's called a bal bris. But in the halachic literature, it's called a bal bris. Sandik must be a later word. So bal bris is a sandik. The sandik is a big deal. It's considered a yontif for him as much as for the father. Haraya, right? You don't say tachlon with a sandik davening in the morning, right? And by the Hasidic rebbes, they never say tachlon legitimately because the rebbe is always a sandik. Every day, the rebbe is a sandik at least two or three times. So aval shu bal bris o mohel. Yilbash big day Shabbos at the Achar Mila as a heter big day Shabbos. Umotu likonis lamila lechol sham and could go eat at the Suda. Imula Achar Shloshim afish ein amila beveso. Right? And there's a heter. And the Taz says, he has a stira who says that the Shloshim ain't after Shiva. And the answer, no, it really means after Shloshim for Abbeimo and after Shiva for Shar Krovim. The Achronim say it's in the Pesach Shuvah someplace. Which is of cotton. One of the Achronim here. The Taz himself says in the continuation. Okay, fine. Or at least that's how he possibly at the end. So that's called Yontif delay, right? Meaning if it's his Yontif, he's the Avia, Ben goes that saying, even if he's the Sandek, It's yontif delay. So that's what the Beit Shulchan says, that for us, the parents of Bar Mitzvah is also yontif delay, if all they're the ones who are mechanic the kid. Right? So that's also called yontif delay. It's a big chiddush. It definitely matches our social reality. We all think it's the yontif for the parents of Bar Mitzvah, right? So the Beit Shulchan says, what we all think is actually true. It's yontif delay. Even though it's the Bar Mitzvah, you become chayv in mitzvah. So okay, but it says, much of the sandik consider yontif delay. That's a bit nice kula. But okay, if the Bar Shulchan says a kula, then we accept it. And so does the Rav Cohen, that the parents can eat at the Bar Mitzvah. Keeping in mind, of course, because there's room to be mekel Bar Mitzvahs anyway, because of the machlokas. Ah, how about weddings? How about weddings of close family members, right? Here it gets a little trickier because a lot of these heterim are based on kulas of other sudas mitzvah. But by wedding is based on mishta, there should be no room to be mekel. So is there any room to be mekel in wedding? Are there svaras to be mekel for weddings? So you might think that there's no way to be mekel in weddings. We all sort of probably heard that there was, or maybe we were someplace where, you know, this actually happened once or something. But in fact, even by weddings, we find not in the Shulchan Aruch, but we find a kula even by weddings. What kula do we, where do we find a kula by weddings? So if you look, for example, says the Gilyan Arshad, this I already mentioned for the Pesach Tshuva. Says the Gilyan Arshad, Ovda balafanish is ima shal chasana velema bin lo rotsa lisa mlotia im shushvinas. Velen isum de iza tam de nosan tvaravi tarti. Ah, the son hadn't done peruvu yet, he wouldn't get married without his mother. So he's master. If the wedding wouldn't happen without you, then that's like a masi yosem yisoma. Then there's room to be mekel. That's a gilui marsha. But you know that doesn't. That only goes so far. That's not a normal case. Normally, chas and kal will get married, regardless of exactly who shows up, who doesn't show up, right? So, are there other kulas? Yes. What does he say here? He says. He has two big kulas. One is from the Knesset Gedolah. If I Knesset Gedolah the Torah, the Heichas Hamotul Olichnos Mishum Hefsed Yochel Av Lichnos Luchobes Bito Av Bish Shehunara Ubavach Lo Yochel Sham. In the case where they were Matar Chochba Mishum Hefsed, right? So Mishum Ben Beis. That's for the Kala and the Chassan. Right here is the Kala. How about the father's also Novel? Kala's mother died. How about the father's also Novel? He can also go. But not eat. He can also go. What's the svar that he can also go? So there's a famous tshuva of Moshe, the Igros Moshe, about this. The Igros Moshe is your day chalik beis in the kuf samach tes. Right? Can the father go? And he says, what's the svar? If you look at the context of the Knesset Gedolah, the svar seems to be because of Davar Amig. What do we see? We see them Swanson and Shin Pei. Davar Amig is mutter for an avil, right? Remember during Shema Malacha, Davar Amig is mutter? So Moshe says, big finish. Says it must be. He quotes this Gilyan Marsha. This is Knesset Gedolah, right? He named Knesset Gedolah who of Gilyan Marsha and Sinzadi Aleph, who says, why? He says, Batam Poshet the Tzar Gadol Kozer Shalolios Achubas Bito Ubno Shadiv who may have said Mamon. Says this is worse than Davar HaAveid, to miss your kid's wedding? That's much more than a Davar HaAveid. After all, people would be willing to lose a lot of money to make it to their kid's wedding, right? I mean, think about it. All the things that you're going to pay out, their merchandise is going to spoil, they're going to miss the deal. Come on. You ever met anyone in the whole world who you told him, look, he's on a business trip. If he makes it back for his kid's wedding, the deal's not going to be sealed, and that's it. He's going to lose money in his business. Where's he going to go to his kid's wedding, right? That's the bigger hefsek. So says Rav Moshe, what's the big chiddush? The big chiddush is the heter of Davar HaAveid is not only for Malacha, the heter of Davar HaAveid is even for Simcha. And what's the big chiddush of Rav Moshe? That this is not Mefurish and Knesset Gedolah. Says if the heter is Mishum Davar HaAveid, then it's not only after 30 days or after 7 days, even during Shiva, there's a heter of Davar HaAveid. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, even during Shiva, the parents can go to their kids' weddings of Davar HaAveid. And the modern-day post can assume that's true for grandparents also. He says they can't eat. The Knesset Gedolah says you can't eat. Although in another trip he says, and they can have a little snack, like not at the table. That's not called eating. But since parents can go even during Shiva, that is the minhag. Certainly in America, everywhere I've been, that's the minhag, that if the parent, kid's wedding is during Shiva and they can't reschedule the wedding, not always till Pashit, then even during Shiva, they go to their kid's wedding. As strange as that sounds, call Shekane, you know, during the year, they go to their kid's wedding. So that's where Moshe, based on Knesset Gdola, Knesset Gdola didn't say what the heter is, but from the context, it seems to be saying, if they're motor of the wedding, Shem have said, they're also motor to go. Sounds like it's only din davar avin. And Moshe puts him in Shin Pei and this Knesset Gdola and the Gilgal Rasha together. Says heter davar ha'avin. Obviously, it doesn't apply to Stam going to weddings. You know, I don't know, maybe nowadays people are very rich, but I don't think people would lose money to attend every friend's wedding or every cousin's wedding or this or that. But obviously, your kid's wedding. So, you know, if you're going to lose $10,000 in your business, you lose $10,000 in your business to go to your kid's wedding. And you're spending more than that anyway. So that's one heter of Rav Moshe. What? That heter, l'chora, would be to go to the wedding, to stay at the wedding. You know, to see the dancing, etc. Whether the heter for dancing is not so pashut, because, you know, I don't know, is it a davar avi to not dance at the kid's wedding? Maybe, you know, maybe it depends. You know, you guys have a little different perspective than I do. You know, I've seen it depends how old you are at your kid's wedding. You know, someone who's 70 at their kid's wedding, it's always not fit to dance at the wedding. But I guess someone who's 40 at his kid's wedding, you know, that's a jumper of it to not dance at his kid's wedding. You know, I'm planning to dance at all my kids' weddings, but it's not up to me when they get married. You know, if your youngest kid decides not to get married until they're 35, then okay, then you're already 75. I don't know. Not everyone is. I've been to a lot of weddings where the father's 75, he says, I'll pass. You know, I'll watch. Okay, but you're right. If you're young, then that would mean, but that's not the only heter for weddings. There are all other heters for weddings also. If you look in the Gilyan Marsha, the Gilyan Marsha is very big on this. He also quotes a Chuvas Marashtam, although I looked at the Marashtam inside and I'm not sure he did justice to the Marashtam. I must admit. The Gilyan Marsha quoting the Marashtam is on the next Siman, which is the Siman of getting married. He quotes, I think, where is this Gilyan Marsha? Oh, okay, so hold on. And then at the end of the next Siman, he quotes the same Knesset Gdola, but that's not a Chiddush. Maybe in our Siman, he quotes the Marashtam. I thought it was, here it is, the beginning of our Siman. Afni is Sudas Sudi Achiv. He can't even go to his brother's wedding. Shuvas Marashtam, Matar, Rakva from Dar. The Shuvas Marashtam is Matar if they always eat together. Okay, yeah, it sounds like one of these like camp 9 days coolers, whoever eats together is mutter. But I looked up inside the Marashtam and I thought he was saying something different. I thought he was saying two svaras. What were his two svaras? His two svaras were, number one, yontif delay. It's the yontif of the parents also. We know a wedding is considered to be done by the parents, right? After all, even in the modern world, certainly in the Chumash, right? It rarely says in the Chumash someone marries someone. What does it usually say? For the Tanakh? And rarely it says Ploni marries Plonis. Usually it says Ploni's father took a wife from Vayikach, Yehuda, Isha, Le'er, B'chara, Ushma, Tamar. Right? B'noseinu, Nitnu, Lanu, Lashem. Yes, B'noseinu, Nikach, Es B'noseinu, Nikach, Lanu. Al-Dinashem, yes, B'noseinu, Nitain, Lachem. Usually it's the parents who make the shidduch, right? Yirmiyah commands the Jews, they go to Golus, marry off your kids. That's darshan in Kiddushin. It's a mitzvah on the father to marry off his kids. So he says the yonta for the parents also. So we have three svaras. We have Moshe based on the Knesset with the Gilyan Marsha. He is the man. He's like the wedding man. The Gilyan Marsha, the Moshe says based on the Knesset with all the heter of Dover of eight. The other story is Yontif delay. Maybe it's a heter of Yontif delay. And he says also a heter of it'll shter the simcha for the chassan. If the father doesn't dance the chassan, then the chassan will be sad. So he says the Marashtam says, we have three heterim, two heterim in the Marashtam, that it's Yontif for the parents and that'll ruin it for the kid, for the chassan or the kala. and one heter or Moshe that is a davar ha'avi for the parents. That's a lot of. That is all. That is a lot of heterim. So here, one of the nafkaminas is eating. Rav Moshe din davar ha'avi says you don't have to eat. The Gesher Chaim says me din yontif delay, and he says the parents can even. He says the parents can even eat. If you look at this, very nice, handy dandy. Art scroll book. He makes a nice he makes a nice tzvei dinim. He says during Shiva, then they shouldn't eat. There's only a heter of davar avi. Yontif delay is not matter during Shiva. After Shiva, there's a heter of yontif delay and davar avi. Then they can even eat. Okay, that's a nice compromise. During Shiva, Moshe says don't eat. Davar avi minimize davar avi. Afterwards, you have davar avi plus you also have yontif delay. So yontif delay, the Gesher Chaim even allows you to eat. So you put together the Gesher Chaim after Shiva allows you to eat yontif delay. It's not his idea. He got some marshtam. Rav Moshe based on Knesset Gadola during Shiva allows davar avi but not eating. That's a good compromise, and that's what if you put together two different chapters in this handy dandy art school book, you get that result. And I think it is a very proper. It is a very proper result. He says, and he even says the parents can dance again if it's during Shiva. Really minimize the parents dancing because that's after Dover Avi. You have to minimize it after Shiva. He's saying, nah, after Shiva it's Yontif delay. He lets them participate. One second. What does he say here? This is, he says also minimize the dancing. Okay, fair enough. He lets them eat, but minimize the dancing. He quotes the Chuas Marashtam. Then he says, okay, but they don't have to be so machbid. How about other very close relatives, super close relatives, siblings, etc.? So he says, in those cases, what if you have very close relatives? Then you're not going to say yontif delay. It's not the yontif of the siblings. That's hard, very hard to say. It's very hard to say yontif of the siblings. That's going a little too far. Very hard to say yontif delay. Okay, what about although the Marashtam does, okay. Lamaisa during Shiva, they're not really making for other relatives other than parents. That's where Moshe restricts the parents. That's if you look at the Gilgal Marasha. One part is about parents and one part is about brothers. But by the brothers, you do have a head to the Marashtam, and therefore, okay, by other relatives to go dance minimally if otherwise you'd be upset, you're gonna dance a little, but not to eat, and not to stay too long. So by other relatives, show up and not ruin the simcha. After Shiva. By other relatives, after Shiva to show up and not ruin the simcha. During simcha, it's hard to be makel for other relatives. During simcha, I think it's makel only for parents and grandparents, they say. But after Shiva, the parents have more of a heter, and by the other relatives, to have a minimal heter. Okay, but it's good to know all these Gilgal Marashas that we do have kulas when necessary, even by weddings.
The Archos say you didn't hear that you have.
During Shiva, it's really only the number of it, so the parents have to minimize.
Let me say for.
Okay, great. Okay, let's try to speed a little more then. Gimel, how about... They don't seem to be mechalik so much the Maisa. Even though the Dover of it is, but if it's a big Dover of it, not, and it's a big Dover of it, so...
Child, right. I guess, also, another thing, we have the parent who's going to be able to work with their parent. So didn't we say even... After Shiva through Shloshim, they should minimize even the Ravits.
Yeah, but what are they supposed to do here?
I'm saying minimize.
Yeah, that means minimize when it's just stam. Here it's like a bigger deal, and there's other svaras l'hakel because you got to delay and because of
Once we say we shouldn't dance, that's crazy.
So they don't have to go overboard. He say even here he says maybe minimize dancing, but you know, somewhere in between. Okay, Gimel. Okay, we're not going to put all the Mishnah on the board. How about just going to the chuppah? Right? Remember the Beis Yosef said machlokes Rishonim that you could go to the chuppah without the meal. And the Raman, the Argamos says, there's no machlokes Rishonim. You misunderstood them. They all think it's mutter if the chuppah is someplace else. Then it's not part of the meal. And they all think it's also if the chuppah is where the meal is. So the kodesh b'chuppah shlomo sasachil l'shma brachos yish matirim yish osrim elo omi chutz l'bayis shlomo brachos. Some people say mutter. Some people say also, rather, you can have to stand outside and listen to the brachos if you want. You can't go into the room at all. When they're doing the happiness, the chasam akala, like the music and the dancing and the entertainment, you know, even if it's just like a batchan or a juggler or something, that's all mizmute chasam akala. That's the meaning in Ashkenaz and other Ashkenazic countries. What we call Ashkenazic countries. But that's only in the place of the meal. In the place of the meal, if the chuppah is with the meal, then you can't go in at all. But if you make the chuppah in shul, remember in Europe in the old days, they used to do what they do in England nowadays. No English people here right now. In England, they still do. I would say they do like the Christians, but we've been doing it for a long time, right? They have the chuppah in shul. And then they say, okay. And then the dinner reception is six, you know, at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock the reception's later. Right, in America, we call that goyish, but that's what they used to do in Europe. It's not a goyish minute. But no. Maybe the goyim also do it.
Although we're doing not weddings and jewels.
That's very controversial. It depends who you ask. Not everyone is knowing that. The Chassam Sofer was against weddings and shuls, but not everyone was knowing that. And the Rambam wasn't against weddings and shuls, right? I mean, the Chassam Sofer is a bit of a chiddush, right? Because the Rambam says, okay. So what does he say? He says, some people say, even to go to the chuppah in shul, you shouldn't go for 12 months. Some people say mutter after shiva. Some people say mutter after shloshim. And nirilo, that it is mutter after mutter lo, that it's mutter, that it's mutter after shloshim. But here, this is very controversial. The simple pshat is that this heter is only ein sham simcha klal for a very, I would say somber, but a very serious chuppah shul where it's not raucous and it's really not connected whatsoever to the suda, you know, chas shalom suda shul, etc. You know, that's if it's, you know, still I've been at some weddings like this where, you know, they make the wedding in a big place where there's a sanctuary and a social hall and the chuppah is in the sanctuary and it's very serious. You have a serious mood. You enter the sanctuary. It's a very imposing kind of place and it's happy, but it's a serious mood. It's not like a party. The wedding, the chuppah doesn't feel like a party. Okay, that's the right moment. How does that do with our chuppahs? Most of the time our chuppahs are, they're often not in the exact same room, but they're in like a party hall, you know, the a venue, whatever. And the band's playing, and certainly in there, people are jumping up and down and excited, etc. Lechora, there should be no heter whatsoever nowadays. Lemaisa, what's our minag? Our minag is to stretch this Rama a little and say, nonetheless, we do have the chuppah in a different place. And in a lot of places, they only play slow music. Or if they play music, it's only a little and it's not so sameach. So it's a bit of a stretch. The simple shot in the Ramah is that you just shouldn't go to a chuppah, you know, Shalom al Yisrael. That's the simple shot. However, Lamaisa, people are makel that if they're close and it's very, very important for them to attend the chuppah, not stop. But if, let's say, they're second degree relatives and it's very important, or best friends, and it's very important for them to attend the chuppah, and Lamaisa usually it's just slow music in the chuppah, and Lamaisa, people are makel nowadays, not stam, but if it's a real shasad chak, let's say, or, you know, real someone close, you can't miss the chuppah, then people are makel nowadays to attend the chuppah. You know, even though it's not so pasha, because our chuppahs are a little happier than the ones that Rama is describing. You know, lemaisa, if it's a very happy chuppah, maybe the oval should, like, stand on the outskirts, you know, a little bit like outside the room. There's often a room. They're trying to do all the chuppahs outdoors. But lemaisa, people are makel, you know, when it's a chuppah of someone who, you know, is very, very, very close, to even stretch this Rama a tiny bit. We still have music, you know, which Lachor is mezmutin. So everyone like says slow music doesn't count. Problem is, they often have fast music too. Might depend. You know, a real yeshiva chuppah might be better, right? So a real yeshiva chuppah, the chassam walks down to slow music, and then it's very businesslike. You know, there's even less slow music, right? Meaning, you know, you don't even sing Emesh Gachech, right? Singing Emesh Gachech is only for modern Orthodox. The chassan says Emesh Gachech. That's a shach or something. Yekas don't, because it's not a Ramah. But, I mean, yeshiva should do. If you sing Emesh Gachech, then you might as well celebrate Yom HaTzmat. It's a very modernish thing to do in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so it could be the Eretz Yisrael and a yeshiva shachob might be different, but I've been to a lot of neo-chassidic datilumi chuppahs, which is, you know, very quickly becoming even redundant. And there it's a lot of mizmutim, you know. Exactly, Rashi said mizmutim is chok. He doesn't mean laughing, he means, you know, partying. It's a lot of mizmutim. I'm not sure exactly what mizmutim means, what language it comes from, etc., but I'm sure it's there. Lemaisa, it's a stretch that I think would be better if it was a labedic neo-chassidic, even if it's not neo-chassidic. A lot of regular chuppahs, they play like very fast music between the Sheva Brachos, etc. You know, it's really, you know, maybe stay on the outskirts, but lemaisa, the minig is that if someone is very, very close, they go to the chuppah and leave after the chuppah, and they go to the chuppah and leave after the chuppah, and they consider that to be okay. You know, at the smorgasbord, if it's an Israeli smorgasbord, then pashas they can eat, because that's not a suda at all. That's just so people don't get too hungry before the meal. If it's an American smorgasbord, then that's a full suda. Maybe there's bread, but it's a full suda. So then again, they shouldn't eat at the smorgasbord. They can have a drink at the, you know, they can have a drink or something. They shouldn't really participate in the smorgasbord. Oh, they're only even standing up from little carts. That's how you eat that suda. Lemaisa, they come to the chuppah very close, like the aunts and the uncles. You know, they come to the chuppah and the best friend comes to the chuppah. Okay, that's the minhag. Again, if someone asks me, I would say if it's a yeshivish chuppah, wonderful. If it's a, if it's a lebedik chuppah, then maybe stand on the outskirts and just, you know, watch from, you know, Dalit Amos behind the last guy. But the minhag is that people go. What? Ah! However, to say the brachos, then he says for sure all menhagim say it's okay. In those days, the rabbis would say all the brachos. That's still done nowadays in chiloni weddings in Israel, because everyone doesn't know the brachos necessarily. So in chiloni weddings, the rabbi just says all the brachos. I haven't seen it in many from weddings. There might still be communities, and even in from people, where the rabbis say all the brachos. I have no idea. I've never seen it myself.
I've done a couple of corona weddings.
Okay, fine, correct. But in the old days, that's fine. And it's not just for chilonim. In the old days, it sounds like the rabbi used to say all the brachos. Okay, the rabbi can say all of the brachos. That's considered like doing his mitzvah lishma for his job, etc. And I think we also assume someone get pulled up to say a bracha. That's not considered part of simcha to say a bracha. That's considered doing a mitzvah. V'chein yuchel lahachnis chasan k'derech artzeinu sheshnei anoshim. This is a big issue. Lahachnis chasam. Lahachnis means to walk him down the aisle, right? Derech shnei anoshim. Machnisin chasam tachsa chuppah. Okay, depending on your circles. In some circles nowadays, two men walk the chassan into the chuppah, and two women walk the kala. I think in most of our circles, a man and a woman walk the chassan, a man and a woman walk the kala. What? Yeah, no, no. In many Haredi circles, the two fathers walk the chassan and the two mothers walk the kala. And in all modern circles, the chassan's parents walk him, the kala's parents walk her. So they say that.
So we have to get him back into the Zoom.
It looks like he dropped out.
Yeah. What a quitter.
Should I post in that group?
Yeah.
So we got here.
You wouldn't see his phone now if we texted him, right?
No, I don't think so. You wouldn't see his phone probably even if you texted him not in cheer. No, I'm kidding. No,
he's pretty responsive.
Yeah, no, I posted in the group. Hopefully, I'll come up with something. You ever been to an Oatmeal wedding?
No.
Or like a Raita? Oh, it's sure. Like more labor. The chuppah is like more labor than the dancing.
I don't remember when you got married. Were you there when Thwaites got married?
No.
So you got at the end of Mashan Aleph, but it was like a regular Gush wedding. Like it wasn't crazy, but it was like felt very foreign. Like that's not what we do at a chuppah. Like what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I was at Sam Glauber's wedding. That was pretty crazy.
Oh boy. I remember Oniel.
Exactly. But he had like, he was like, it was like funny because it was Gush and Oniel. So it was like, Rabazak was like reading the ketubah, and then in the crowd, all these like guys with flowy white whatever and long beards and pants were like on each other's shoulders, like in the crowd, like. Yeah. And like Rabazak was clearly like, "What's going on?"
That's really funny.
Yeah.
It's an interesting cultural difference.
Okay. It's fun. I like it. Make it a fun.
Yeah. I don't like. I don't have like an intuition about if there's like a right, you know, or more appropriate tone. Obviously, there's a bias towards everyone does what's meaningful for them. But like, I don't know. Like, a wedding could mean something, and the thing it means could be, you know, be very happy and jump up and down.
Right. Right. It's true.
Has anyone seen it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a test, right? Of like who has their phone on them.
Well, you could check and put it in a WhatsApp group, right?
Oh yeah, no, you're right. Let me see. Okay, yeah, two guys and well, at least one guy in the shir saw it.
I saw it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. In addition to you,
right?
And this guy whose name on WhatsApp is Make the World Better.
Does not sound like a reliable person.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Ben, you know what you're doing next year? You're going to stay in JLIC?
Yeah. We're going to stay at least part-time in JLIC. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying. We want to go full-time, but JLIC mm-hmm. doesn't have the money to make us full-time.
Right.
So we're trying to convince the Hillel to, like, chip in money because the Hillel really wants us to be full-time. They want us to be full-time, but they won't give us money to be full-time.
That's normal.
Yeah,
so lost the Rebbetzin, like, but they won't pay the Rebbetzin.
Right, exactly. So the Hillel like wants us to bring people to the Hillel, but they don't contribute to the program. So anyway, we were gonna have a meeting with them the other week, and then
we're back. This is all part of the recording.
Okay. When did I lose you? By the way, everything you said while I was gone is part of the recording. So if you want to edit it, we can talk later. You know, hopefully there's nothing
we're good.
Embarrassing. Mm. Where did I lose you?
The last thing I have is about the parents of the chassan walking in Dan, and how in Haredi circles that's common.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we just pointed out that this is a heter walks him down. The Taz says at the end of Sukkot and Dalid, first the Taz says, like the Bach over here, it's after Shiva for Sharkovim, after Shloshim for parents. And then he says, but of course, there's no heter stay and eat. Just because you walk him down doesn't mean you can stay to eat. However, the Pesach Tshuva at the end of Zion quoting Panim Eros, and the Beis Lechem Yehuda quoting the Lechem HaPanim, saying, no, there's what to be somechan that there's a minhag that whoever walks him down, let's say his parents are not alive, and so someone else walks him down, right? In local parentis. Whoever walks him down, it's a yontif delay. It's the yontif whoever walks him down, because they're the ones who are like parents or who are shoshbinin of the chasana, and it's yontif delay, and they can stay for the meal. So therefore, there is room to be makel if someone is walked down, someone's parents are not alive, or whatever the case is. And someone's walked down by someone else, there's room. It's not a mitzvah to be makel, but there is what to be somechan to be makel for them to stay for the meal. Good to know. Okay, continuing. That they can wear Shabbos clothes when they walk down the aisle, otherwise it would sort of ruin the wedding. And even though it says ktsas, the shach and everyone on the side says it means full big day Shabbos. As long as it's after shloshim, and the shach points out, that means according to the Shach, after Shloshim, according to the Bach, means after Shloshim for parents, or after Shiva for other relatives, like we said. V'cheinogim. Yesh matir lecho, le'ovel lecho, b'sudus b'suna, b'smilam, m'shamshim. Some people say he can eat with the waiters. You know, I assume there's some place the waiters eat, he can eat with the waiters. U'bilvach lo yeheba mokum simcha, k'um b'yisachar. As long as it's not in the place of the simcha, like the waiters eat at the table on the side of the big ballroom, there's no hefter. But if the waiters eat in a different bias, different room, the waiters eat somewhere else, then it's mutter. That's a big machloch. Shonim v'chein noagim. We're noag to aser. Rak sha'ovel m'shamish shamim yirta. Just if the oval wants, he can be a waiter. But, meaning, if the oval wants to stay, he can work. Here, it's a big question. What does that mean? You know, big question what that means, that the oval can work. L'chore, the heter is not for the oval to, l'chore, the heter is not for the oval to work and then like work 5 minutes and stay. It just means he can stay as long as he works. And lechora working has to be some sort of real job. Here it's a little tricky. Once upon a time, it's easier to get the oval to work. Nowadays, you know, often work is done by professionals, even the waiters. Like, I don't know how professional they are, but they like know what they're doing, their team, etc. You know, it's not so easy to show up and say, you know, I have a cousin, can you give him a job? But okay, maybe sometimes the photographer needs an assistant. Sometimes they can take him on as a waiter or whatever, but it just means as long as he's working to stay there. Meaning, if someone wants to attend a wedding and they're in Avel, the heter is they can work. Because then that's work, that's not attending the wedding. Even though they also want to see the wedding, that's okay if they work. But only as long as they're working. And how about eating? Give me a second. Or they can eat at home. They can take food home for the Suda. Okay, but not... Basically, here's what's funny. The minig Ashkenaz, according to Rama, really seems to be that the oval can take food home, but the oval can't even eat with the mishamshim in another room. He can't eat at all anywhere on the premises, right? He can work with the mishamshim, but he can't eat with the mishamshim. He can only eat at home. That's a very, very mefurish Rama. Very mefurish Rama. What's funny is that the Minhag Olam, every place I've seen, right, says the art school book, and the footnote, he says, the Minhag Olam is against this Rama to be Maker, and Sarach Ion why. I'm not sure why the Minhag Olam, every wedding I've been at, there's the aunts and uncles who are in Avelos, and they make them, they make them a table, like in the, you know, down the hall, and they let them eat there. It's not clear to me why the minig is against the Rama. You know, I'll read you what it says in the art school book. He knows minig. He says, it is questionable whether relatives of mourning who attend the chuppah may sit in the side room and eat from the food served at the wedding. One should consult the halachic authority. In front of who says the Ramah calls them yesh matirin v'chulei v'yesh osur v'chei noagim. In case tzarich ion eich noagim lechol b'ulam cheder acher still a chork neged the Ramah. But oh, that it becomes a big party. So it's a big tzar. It says it also becomes a big sudas bray. It becomes a big party. Even forget it. Even would be a wedding. It would be usher. You know, you put them at a table with 20 other people, and they have a big party. All the Avelo have a big party. Okay, so that's Yesh Lion. Maybe if they're all very close relatives, that's not a Sudas Bereus. Anyway, it seems to be the Minhag Olam in America, everywhere I've seen, is that they set up a table someplace else and feed the aunts and uncles who are Avelim, and it seems to be against the Ramah. So, Tzarchiyim.
So, practically, what type of job are they getting? All the aunts and uncles are all...
No, what they do is they don't do the jobs. The job's too complicated nowadays. They just watch the chuppah, and then they say mazel tov, and then they make them a table, and they eat on the side, and the chassan and kala come out at some point to say hello to all the relatives who are eating at the table in the other room.
This Ramah doesn't do it. I think it's when they're working, which is a side point.
Anytime it's a side point. But the Ramah is saying they can't eat even with the waiters or without the waiters in a different place. However, if they want to wait, they can wait. They just can't eat till they get home. So it's a tzarech ian why the minig is to be makel. You know, I don't know how much you can shray about the minig to be makel, because even the article book doesn't want to say it's aster because minig versus ramah, and he's a little confused. But it might not be 100%. Might not be 100% proper, because it does seem to be against the ramah. Unless you say our minig is different than the ramah by now. So you know, definitely yesham al lismoch. You know, I'm not sure it's lachashiva. Continuing. Yes, this is a weird thing we don't have anymore. Even though I personally, I like dugim, but I never eat them at this occasion. Yes, material of a lechel, but also sudah shall dugim, shall also ma'achar nisuin. The achshag or paschal lomer says something. Oh no, isle hacker saying something about sudah b'shari. That the sudas dugim, they would make after nisuin, but they would stop saying the says something. Oh no, says ah. And there's a big machlok I'm not getting into, so you don't have this. Is this just saying it's not like a wedding meal and it's just like shar sudos? Or is this saying, no, it's more mutter than other sudos. Since you should say simcha mono and don't, it makes it an anti-simcha. Okay, I don't fully understand the history behind the sudas dugim. We don't have it, so we'll leave it for now. Big machlokes. Let's see if we know enough Jewish history outside of what we're seeing growing up to understand this Ramah. Yesh omen, again, the rest of the yesh omen zalcha, you can't eat at a party on the night before a yard site. What about the day of the art site? Why didn't he say you can't eat at a party the day of the art site? Yeah, Pasha, you fast the day of the art site. Obviously, you know, you don't eat anything on the day of the art site. So obviously he doesn't have to tell you on a fast day not to eat at a party, because every Jew fasts on the art site in the Ramah's time. It's only in modern times that people started making parties on art sites instead of fasting. You know, that might have originally been a Hasidusha thing. Okay, whatever. Every door has their own derech of avoda. My Litvisher Bayam still had the old minhag to fast on the yard site. The Rav used to fast on the yard site. You know, when the Rav started teaching at YU, he was not, perhaps he didn't notice. Sometimes the Rav didn't always notice things that were not in abstract Torah. So like after, you know, in the yard site, he would just teach Mishnayis that started with the letter of his father's name. But when you get into Mishnayis, you get into it, and then, you know, it would be Shkia, and everyone fasted, because he never stopped. So that's when he realized he should give guys a break to eat. I know Rav Lifson used to fast on the yard sites, even when he was very old. He would come over to me, and he would say, would you be mochel me if, I know it's a big tirkut to Tzibura, but would you be mochel me if we took a 10-minute break between the first shear and the second shear, he'd give a shkafa shear and a gemara shear, like for me to eat something quickly after my yard site, and I'm fasting today, and you know it's hard for me to fast so long. And of course, we won't call him. You know, Rabbi David still fasts on the yard site. You know, represent the Lifter tradition here in this building. Anyway, kids are nowadays more of a Hasidish influence. Instead, we make a tikkun on the yard site. We got see them, or at least we just give out kechel and shops, and people say brachas to the neshamas. They're different drachas, but in Europe, everyone knew you fasted on a yard site. The chiddush is, at night you don't fast, still you don't go to a suda. So this is super duper duper controversial. If you look on the Shach, says the Shach, Sivkat and Ches, the Levush says that there's a reason we have no such minhag. There's no such minhag. And says the Shach, and I think there is such a minhag. Okay. It's funny, he says. Well, maybe it just doesn't happen often enough. That's why you didn't notice. Anyway, the Shach and the Ramah think it is a minhag. And the Atar Zav, that's the Levush, thinks that it is not a minhag. Okay, this is a big machlokas ad hayom hazeh. Lemaisa says the specifically Shuva Ches, according to the Makom Shmuel. He says, Malcolm Shmuel says that's only in a chasna. There's mute chasna kala and simcha. There's dancing and a band and all kinds of big simcha. But not pasha than a first meal. But you know, ben nasiyam it's butter. Okay, so the mice here we have a big kula. That if it's even if it's a suda without a band and dancing and mismute and it's a more pasha suda than we can be makel. Even a chasna. Lemaisa, there's room to the mainstream minhag is to not go to chasna on the yard site. There's room to be make a like the Levush, since not everyone had this minhag, even though the mainstream minhag is to be machmer. The mainstream minhag is to be machmer, and if someone doesn't fast, then the minhag would apply to the daytime also, of course. So the mainstream minhag is to be machmer. However, once we make a like the Makom Shmuel and go to, I don't know about our bar mitzvah, so our bar mitzvah is happens gluten, but and go to a Pashut Suda, just not to a wedding, but even a wedding, okay. I was at a case once where someone had a yard site. The night of the yard site, they went to the wedding because, you know, it was a real great necessity for them. So there is some room to be made to like the Levush, even though we really paskin like the Ramah and the Shach. Okay, let's try to speed a little. Shinsadi Beis, how about a novel getting married? This is all going to a wedding. How about getting married? Getting married, obviously there's more of a need to get married than to go to a wedding. But still, doesn't make it automatically mutter. So we'll just stick with the Shulchan Aruch, I think. Aser li ron chazor l'shonim. Aser li se'isha kol shloshim yom. Afilo belo suda. You're not allowed to get married for during shloshim, even without a suda. Acher shloshim mutter afilo of the imo. After shloshim mutter, even for parents, meaning to wait a year to get married is ridiculous. So the Aser is only 30 days, even for parents. Vafilo laso suda. Mutter the kadish isha filo b'yom misa. Kedushin is mutter even the day of death. Kiddushin is mutter, because Kiddushin is mutter immediately. Who shall yasa suda without a suda? And okay, never shall you have to wait 30 days to make a suda is irisin. Irisin is mutter right away. Why do you think Misvara irisin might be mutter right away? What svara do we often have to mutter irisin? Shemika ben Rachir. However, the Ramah says no, that is not good enough for a Velos. The Yesh Omrim, the Gam, that's the Ramah versus other Bishonim. The Yesh Omrim, the Maharat like the Ramah, Dr. Makodesh often, the Yesh Omrim, the Gam, the Aris Ashkenazim. No, we say Ashkenazim, say even Kiddushin is also all 30 days. Nowadays, no nafkamina, because we never do kiddushin without nisuin. Everyone would be nisuin as us. So it was only nafkamina in the old days. However, what about what we call engagement? You know, in Hebrew, irisin is engagement, not irisin. Says the Shach, Sivkat and Aleph. Oh, engagement is for sure mutter, even on the day of death. Okay, so for us, our Shemi Kamenu Acher, we hope engagement will be good enough, even though it's not quite as set in stone, not as ironclad as kiddushin. Lemaisa, we say engagement is mutter and kedushin and nisuin are aser beis. But there are heterim. There are first another iser. Mesa ishto, his wife dies. Aser lisa acheres at shiyavro leshol shregalim. There's a bigger chomer if his wife dies. If any other relative dies, only aser 3 months. But if his wife dies 1 month, 30 days. If his wife dies, aser until 3 regalim pass. Avalikanis lemaisa mishta dinikos shargum. Going to weddings, there's no special chomer. No more chomer for a wife than anyone else. Just remarrying is a special chomer. Why is remarrying more chummer if his wife died than if anyone else died? What's the reason? So says the Taz, it's not because of Avelos. Lami Shubto Sevs Avelos, says the Taz, Bezal Ganesh, Taka Rishonim died, Rishon Shayim, Ashniyav, Yusuf, Regolim, Shkhe Rishonim. He just needs a lot of Regolim to get over the first wife before he marries the second wife, meaning it's not because of Avelos. It's because of marriage therapy, right? It's because to go straight from one wife to another wife is not ideal. See, he needs some time to move on from his first wife before he marries the second wife. And that's why he has to wait 3 regalim, because after 3 regalim, big simple experiences, you know, he's ready to move on. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Einam Chashuvim Gedolim Zeh. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't count. They're not happy enough for this. Okay, Vit, one of the big machlokos here in the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkat and Aleph. How about Shmini Atzeres? Does Shmini Atzeres count? Meaning, that makes Sukkos too. So, the Pesach Tshuva's Gan Aleph says that the Dagon Meir Vava says Shmini Atzeres counts. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it doesn't count. But Maisa, we see we're very makel nowadays. I guess Rosh Hashanah was makel, Shmini Atzeres counts. So, if you have Shavuos and Sukkos Shmini Atzeres, that's three, or Sukkos Shmini Atzeres and Pesach would be three. So that can make it a little shorter. Still has to be at least like 5 months. Continuing. The Imlo, but there are three Aterim. Heter one. Imlo Kiyam Mitzvah Puri Verivya. If he didn't do Puruvu, that's Doche, this Isser. Puruvu is very important. Two, Oshish Lubanim Katanim. He has little kids. And okay, maybe nowadays it's different. Maybe not. Not so convinced. But, you know, certainly in those days, the father couldn't take care of little kids. It wasn't shy. The father didn't know how to take care of little kids. Only the mother knew how to take care of little kids. Even nowadays, it's really not so poshut to... Now, a lot of fathers raise little kids on their own nowadays. But it's not so easy. So I think the heter would still apply, even if it's not quite as necessary as the old days. That's the second heter. Oh, this is really old days. Ein lo mishi shamshenu. He has no one to take care of him, right? I don't know if you ever met a European yid. I had relatives who were real European. What does it mean to be a real European yid? I had a relative who was real European. That meant he could not boil water for a cup of coffee by himself because he didn't know the kitchen. You know, kosher and everything else. Okay, that's not us nowadays. We are maybe in a different place. But once upon a time, really, you know, okay, fine. So the wife couldn't work and make money. But the husband could not take care of himself. His clothes would be dirty and he would be emaciated from starvation and he wouldn't be able to make it on his own. Again, I'm a little misupping how much that of the bottom katanim. I'm willing, call me a fascist if you want, but I'm willing to still vouch for the fact that it's good for bottom katanim to have an ima. I don't know how much that applies to anyone I know in the modern world. I don't know how many real Europeans are left like that. You know, again, all my relatives who are real Europeans like that are now in the Olam HaEmes. They were from a different generation. I have no relatives my age who are like that from any part of the Hashkafic spectrum. It's but the relatives who are, you know, a generation or generation and a half older than, or two generations older than me. Not all. Basically, the ones who are European were European. The ones who are American were not. You know, my grandfather, Lashalom, I think could have taken care of himself, maybe, because he was American. But I'm not sure. But the other relatives, for sure. Okay, anyway, so I'm not convinced of that third heter is relevant nowadays. But we'll learn through it anyway. We'll learn it up anyway. Mutter. All these things, three heterim are mutter. How mutter? Likanish miyad v'lichlo zachar shiva. Not only mutter the three regalim. Even matter the etzim din of shloshim, not only matter the additional iser of sif beis, even matter the basic iser of sif aleph, which would then mean, by the way, that would be matter even avelus for someone else. Let's say his wife died and his sister died the same day. Then, since he doesn't have a wife, if he's in one of these three categories, he would be matter to get married after shiva. Even though, I mean, it's not only a heter for the avelus of a wife, just usually if someone doesn't have a wife, it's because they're avul for their wife. But even theoretically, if his wife and sister died the same day, he's avul for his sister also. Okay, just like it's dochel avelus for his wife, it's dochel avelus for his sister. And he could be mekadesh right away. The Chronim point out that's only for Sfardim, for Ashkenazim. The Shach says that he, Sifkatan, hey, that he can't be mekadesh right away, but he can be mekadesh after Shiva. Literally, he can do it Nisuan right after Shiva, because it's a rush. Ah, how about Bia? The lo yavo la'adachashom. He can't do bia till shloshim. He can do nisuin after shiva, but not bia till after shloshim. Why? Because it's a rush to nisuin. It's not rush to bia. Oh, we never heard that bia was an iser of simcha for an avel, right? Tashmish amita is only us during shiva. No iser of tashmish amita after shiva. No, tashmish amita is not simcha. That's only us during shiva. But the first tashmish of a new marriage, that's simcha. a new marriage, the first tashmish is simcha. Even if the chuppah is already over, the first bia is also the level of simcha. And therefore, that's usher for shloshim. Why? Because it's not necessary. If he needs someone to take care of him, she can take care of him without bia. If he needs someone to take care of his kids, she can take care of his kids without bia. Oh, what if he's marrying her for puruvu? She can't do puruvu without bia. Elam kein lukiyam, it's puruvu. Yashas mocha lo v'la chorshiva. That's enough. He can just be a theor. The heter is puruvu, it's mocha bia also. Is it not going to help you with puruvu without bia? If the heters were taking care of his kids or taking care of him, then it's only a heter for nisuin after shiva, but bia still is the way till shloshim because the bia is not necessary for those things. And l'chor, we're not gozer. Off they get married, we aren't gozer. There might be bia. Because even if there was, it would be an iser kal of avelus, and therefore they weren't good. They want to be makel here. So, oh, what if they're nikshal and they engage in tashmur shloshim? Okay, then they weren't gozer after that because it was important to have this heter, and it was worth it to not be gozer after that. And it's not, it's only, you know, slight iser rabbanon if they do it, so we're not gozer. So we allow, it sounds like we allow them to have yichud, yeah. Sounds like we allow them to have yichud. Why? Because we're not, it sounds like we allow them to have yichud.
You still take care of him.
Yeah, but he doesn't say there's an issue yichud. Yeah. So Pasha's, why? Because even the issue of Bias Mitzvah was like, they said you shouldn't do it, but they weren't worried about it. That's part of building the kula. I think it's part of the built-in kula. Okay, Yesh Omer. Now here the Ramah is, it's not, I can't promise you this where he's going, but it seems like how this way he's going. By the way, what if a woman's husband dies? Does she have to wait 3 regalim? How long does she for sure have to wait? Not because of Hilchos Avelos?
3 months
because of, in one word? Yeah. What's it called in one word? Yes, but the best word? Havchana. Havchana, to tell who it is, right? For it to tell who the paternity is. So she went, but 3 months is a lot less than, so does she have to wait 3 regalim? Says the Shach in Sifkatan days. Nope. She obviously has to wait a lot more than 3 months, 30 days. She has to wait 3 months for Avchana. But after the 3 months, she doesn't have to wait 3 regalim. And he says, Isha Tav L'Mesav Tandu, Mila Mesav Armalu. It's easier for the woman to be satisfied with a different husband than for the man to be satisfied with a different wife. And therefore, we're not going there that she needs to wait 3 months, she needs to wait 3 regalim. So that's why this 3 regalim only applies to the husband, not to the wife. Okay, again, one could ask exactly what that psychological insight is. The Rav was very convinced it comes from, you know, the etzem creation of the world. And we will assume that for now. I'll point out another thing, another kula, the Taz in Sifkat Gimel quotes that the Sefer Agudah paskins that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur count. But it doesn't matter. We don't follow him. Then Kudus Akesu jumps all over him and says, not true. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur for sure don't count. We call it like the Machar. Let's continue in the... okay, there's a lot of other details, but we won't get into all of the details. Let's finish the Ramah. The Ramah is a crazy kula. Yesh Omer. The Af Mishu Asher V'Yichol Tzbi Yodol Liskor Lo Mesharshim Mesharshos. Even a rich guy who can hire housekeepers, who can hire waiters and butlers and maids. Mikol Makom has a heter if he has no one to take care of him. Why? He's a rich guy. He has a whole staff, like in the old movies, the guy who has the 18 people working in his house. No. Im ein bito kolosos lo beis. So if he doesn't have a close relative, like a daughter or daughter-in-law, shtuch l'sham t'chafiyus arosh, who can help with shampooing his hair, or shardvarim shem his bayish b'kerm, or other private things that it's embarrassing to have strangers do, mikri ein lo mishin sham shenu chol ka yotz b'zeh. Someone who has a lot of household help, but he's not comfortable with them unless it's his wife. It's called Ein Lo Mishi Sham Shenu. That's a big kula. But that's not enough. That's only the half of it. That's only the half of it. By the way, there really Eger has struggles with this aside point. He said, Bito o Kalosso. But my daughter-in-law is allowed to shampoo my hair? That's not a problem. What do they call it nowadays? They call it Shomer Yia, etc. And he says, oh, but it's Mefurash, that. And it's before Shem and Ezra that she can't pick lice out of my hair. What exactly is the difference? Okay, so Ricky Baker tries to draw the line between what things is a problem with Shomer Negiah, what things is not. That's not our main topic now. I am Shem. He gives you our makom. Let's continue. From here, it got even worse. It snowballed and everyone's just makel stam. But no son doesn't do shalosh regalim. Everyone's just stam makel and gets married within three regalim. Ubal nefesh yochus la'atzman. You know what? Just let him do it. Ubal nefesh should be machmer for himself. But just let people do it. Basically, the minute became, what is he saying? The minute became, we use this excuse of, oh, I don't have anyone to take care of me. Oh, I have 100 people to take care of me. No, I'm not comfortable with them. So they use that as an excuse. And nowadays, no one keeps this halacha anymore, says the Rambam. And they use the excuse that all nefesh should be machmir. But, but don't object. In the Pesach Tshuva, he quotes of Gan Gimel, Hachinuch Beis Yudah says, no, that's crazy. If you want to make a maximum after two regalim, this Machlokes Tanoim, and some Rishonim Paskin two regalim. You know, but how can you just be Mekel? But interestingly, you'd think he's living in 2022, says the Shlos Yaakov in the Pesach Tshuva, the end of Sukkot and Gimel. What is he saying? He says the Shlos Yaakov, you ready? After Shuas Chachinuch Beis Yudah, Hechmer Zemaot, Chazim Be'olim Nogul Hakob Chon Inyan. Okay, and he brought different study. Huh? And he says, "Yeshlomo od tam laheter ki b'chol yom paritz meruba v'rabu baleiviros al kink de lishmaratz menachei tov shalola acher." He's like, "I'm coming from Azari." He says, "I have a different heter nowadays. Once upon a time, the world wasn't so priestistic. Now the world is so priestistic that if someone's not married, who knows what trouble we'll get into?" And that's why the Rambam says, "Val nefesh won't get into trouble. Should be machmir. But for the amcha who end up much worse." If they don't get married, they should be makel. Okay. Lamaisa, nowadays, I don't see most people running to get married in less than $3, I must admit. So it could be that we are better at keeping this halacha in the days of the Ramah. Lamaisa, there is room. You know, you don't want to sneeze at the priestess if Shlos Yaakov's days was so priestess-stiff. Then what would he say about our days? He wouldn't say anything. He would just like drop dead of shock. But lemaisa, okay, so there is what to be somechan for people who don't wait three regalim, but nowadays I think most people do, and it would be good to keep the halacha properly and wait three regalim, at the very least two regalim, and not sukkah shemitah teres, that's too much of a kula. At the very least two regalim, like kinyan place yehuda, really someone should wait three regalim nowadays. Usually people nowadays takes them a little longer to get married, okay, but if someone doesn't do puruvu, avada, they don't have to wait three regalim. If someone has little kids, avada, they don't have to wait three regalim. It's only use the heter ein l'mishim shavshenu or to just make up a heter from thin air. Okay, then I guess there was a minhag to be makel, but I wouldn't run to reinstate that minhag to be makel against the Shulchan Aruch. The Pesach Tshuva Gandalik puts a different story to be makel nowadays for Dagon Levava. Says in the old days you could at least do kiddushin. For the Ramah, Mechaber Kiddushin is doing Shiva. Even according to the Ramah, you could do Kiddushin after Shloshim, and then there's no problem Shemi Kamenu Acher. Maybe nowadays, when the rabbis don't let us do Kiddushin without Misuin, so there's Shemi Kamenu Acher. Maybe that's what we're making. Well, again, that's a slim, support. But we see a lot of the Achronim did try to justify this Minag, right? We have so far three Aterim. The Ramah says, everyone's Ein L'mishi Yisham Shenu, even though that's illogical. Shlos Yaakov says, Pritzos. Dog Barbova says, Shemi Kamenu Acher. Why didn't the Gemara take that into account? Because those days they did Kiddushin first, so they could solve the problem. Okay, Lamaisa. Nowadays, I think most people are Machbid, and maybe we should be Machbid. Gimel. the end. Misha so I need to ask a story in what's shot here. Misha Tafso Asarvein Erosoli Micho Mitfisasor Shivisa Isha. Someone was the local parts, right? The feudal lord blocked him in jail and wouldn't let him out of jail until he got married. Not sure why the local feudal lords were, why you connect. I assume there's some historical explanation that I'm just not thinking of. Tosha items within Shalz Regalim, Acharmis Ishto, Yishmatur, Shem Tsar, David Henry, Efrits Machlokes. And they said, look, call Shagain from the other three. If there's a heter, because there's no one to serve me, certainly there's a heter to get out of jail. So even though not everyone agreed to that, but it makes sense. And that's why they're on positive. But Gimel, Mishlokim, it's for your river, Shidach, Ishav, Achar, Shehit, and Sarchi Kopa. Mace, Achi, this, by the way, can happen all the time. This is a normal case. Mace, Achim, Shudeches, someone who didn't yet do Puruvu. Why do we say they didn't do Puruvu? Because if they did Puruvu already, then let them wait to get married. Let them wait. But if they didn't do Puruvu, it's a rush. Right? So if they didn't do Puruvu, and they engaged someone, and her brother died. Meaning if his brother died, we know he has a heter after Shiva for Puruvu. That's the base. What if her brother died? On the one end, you could say, heter Puruvu. On the other end, you could say, what do you mean? It's his puruvu. She doesn't have a heter for his puruvu. So that's the question. Does she have a heter for Avelos for his puruvu? So the answer is mutter l'kansu l'orcha shiva. It's mutter to have wedding be after shiva. Why? Why don't we just say it's his puruvu, find someone else? Because he's already engaged. If he's engaged, he can't find someone else. He's already engaged. Once he's engaged, they're in it together. And if they're in it together, then his puruvu is mater her avelos. The shach says something unclear here. Mutter l'kansam miyad. He can do the nisuin right away. Sounds like even before shiva. Not quite sure what he meant. But the Taz says very clearly it means only the wedding after Shiva. I'm not sure what the Shach meant, but Lamaisa said the wedding can only be after Shiva. Okay, without getting into all of the details, Shach points out that. What about the other Atarim? What if he has little kids? what if he has little kids? Or Misha Ain Lo Misha Shamshenu. So the Chore, that's what he's saying the Bach says he has to wait 30 days for Bia. That means there's two Atarim. If he has little kids, there's a heter to get married after Shiva and Bia after Shloshim. If he didn't do for a vu, heter to get married and Bia after Shiva. Basically, the same Atarim as if Bays apply to Se'if Gimel. Because once they're engaged, they're in it together, and therefore whatever's matter for him is also matter for her. I just had one thing I wrote down here I wanted to mention, but if I can't find it, then I will skip it for now. Give me half a second. Okay. Anyway, I'll just mention one other thing, which is when it comes to simcha, how about the issur of listening to music? Not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. How about the issur of listening to music? Not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. We know this is a big machlokes. Most achronim say, well, it's obvious listening to music is simcha. Or Moshe says, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch ever say, you know, avol can't listen to music? Or during the 3 weeks he can listen to music, during 3 weeks we can listen to music. So Rosh says, because I also listen to music all year long. After we can be Mekel on the other times of the year. But why do you have to say it's awesome? It's awesome all year long. L'maisa, this is a big machlokes. Most people's minhag nowadays is that it's usher to listen to music for the whole 30 days for other relatives and 12 months, and that's considered like a Beis HaMishnah. Maybe I should have added this Shin Tzadi Ayin, really. Shin Tzadi Aleph, I mean, not the Shin Tzadi Beis. Right, Willig famously paskins like the Shot Devar Yoshua, that, nope, if it never says in any Makor, you know, until recently, that there's an issue of music, then there's no issue of music. All the Magen Avraham says you can't have music and dancing during the during the 3 weeks. Yeah, all the music and dancing you can't have. But that's not the same as just listening to music. Lamech said there are different hugging nowadays where Willick says no problem listening to music. I think many, many people have the minhag to asr listening to music during Avelos / 3 weeks / Sfiras Omer. Everyone can follow their own minhag. The Lamech, old people like me, you know, it's easier to just not listen to music for all those time periods. One of them, well, they know, the other two part of the calendar until Mashiach comes. For young people who really can't live without listening to music, they can be make it like Reverend Willard Gamre, or I know Reverend Moon says about 3 weeks in the Sfiras Omer. To listen on your headphones, that's not simcha. That didn't exist in the old days. No one would have asked for that. It's only to blast it out loud. That's a party atmosphere, and that makes it simcha. So that could be a good compromise. So that's, you know, okay. Anyway, so there are different minhagim about music. L'maisa, some people make a like, right? Well, if they want, although the most people are machmer on music, and, or at least have a compromise difference between listening on your headphones and blasting it out loud.
Music presupposing that it's not,
It's a big machlokas whether a cappella is considered a music, a cliche or not, when you play from a kli. there's different opinions. The simple shot is if you're actually playing just people singing, then that's just like hearing people singing, and that's not what's in the Yisur music. But nowadays that people sound like instruments and make actual music with their mouth, it's hard to say that's really more mutter than a klishir. It's a tema to be mutter that. So I would be mechalting actual a cappella and, you know, heter mechira a cappella, or, you know, heter iska a cappella, or whatever you want to insult. You know, mechiras chametz a cappella if you want to insult all the Jews. You get what I'm saying. But the real a cappella, even though there's some who are mater both and some who are both, I think it's always good to take that shvil as of the middle path. Okay. We didn't get quite as far as I had planned. But the hour is quite late. So I think we'll have to pick up from Yirtzeh Hashem. Like I said, in order to finish Hilchos Avelos, we will we'll have to speed a little at some point, which is taka very soon. We'll have shiur Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we'll finish all of your day, Aleph through Tafgil, be for when you start at Smicha. But maybe on Tuesday we will try to get all right as far as we can, and then somehow we will try to get as far as we can. Mir Hashem Tuesday, Wednesday, tomorrow it's not really shy anyway because Baruch Hashem is Chris here at that time. Today is also a simple that time, but I guess it's a simple that we allowed ourselves to miss since we're not the Jubilee class of BMT. We'll pick up Mir Hashem on Tuesday. Okay, so everyone listening there, Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and Wednesday's the last shiur. Ben, the answer is yes. Okay, Ben also asks, can I repeat what I said about a widow not needing to wait 3 months before remarrying? Yeah, the Shachan Taz both says she does need to wait 3 months, Chas v'Shalom. She just doesn't need to wait 3 regalim. A female needs to wait 3 months. She just doesn't need to wait 3 regalim because it's a principle, tells the Mace of Tundra and Mace of Armalu, that it's easier for a woman to be satisfied with a different husband than the one she originally envisioned. And therefore, she can get married after 3 months before 3 regalim, and she'll be able to move on mentally from her previous husband. What if someone has an important exercise class like Zumba? You know what Zumba is? Everyone knows what Zumba is nowadays, or other such things. Is it mutter to do Zumba during these time periods? It's a great question because it can be a little simchadik. It can be, meaning it was just stam, you know, there's like, you know, I can exercise. My music makes me exercise better. I would say pashut. You know, over here, you know, a Zumba is a little bit of a, I've never done Zumba. Anyone? No one's, do men do Zumba? Okay, but no one here. So, but I it might be a little more of a like happy thing. But Lamaisa, I don't know. You ever seen Zumba?
Yeah. I've seen parts of it. Yeah, it's pretty joyous.
It's pretty joyous. So I don't know. Lania's Daiti, I would say that if it's really Zumba seems to be part of the thing, is making it a party. That's what makes it work. Lamaisa, I would say that if it's really, really necessary, then I'd be Makel anyway. If it's really necessary, I'd be Makel anyway. But, you know, it's very subjective what's necessary. You know, for some people, they don't do Zumba. Some say it or they don't do Zumba. You know, they could substitute another exercise, and then, of course, they won't end up doing the other exercise in Beseder. Some people, if they don't do Zumba, it'll really be bad for their health. So I would say Zumba is only if it really makes a difference to your health. If there'd be something else where it's just there's some music that helps you exercise that wasn't like a joyous party atmosphere, then I'd be making a gamre. Because I hold hypocritically that exercise is very important. But Lamaisis and Zumba really is a little bit more of a party, joyous atmosphere. I would only want to be Makel if it's really necessary. For some people, it really is necessary. You know, and you know, there's a certain subjectivity, and we'll leave it at that. Okay. Have a good day, everybody. And a happy Yom Yerushalayim to everyone.
Thank you.